over 30 years.
We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade, Board Vice President Carla Hagemeister as well. A lot of stuff going on. The board meeting tonight is at 6:30. They do have an executive session starting at 6 o'clock here tonight. So that 6:30 time frame may be just a few minutes off. We'll see how that goes here tonight. But I wanted to talk to you here real quick about one thing that's not necessarily on the agenda here tonight, but that's the principal search going on at Manhattan High School. I know you had five candidates in last week. When can we expect an announcement on that?
Okay, let's see. I'm thinking of our timeline because as we talked about off the air that we've got board meeting tonight and then it would be 2 weeks until our next board meeting, the 20th. I feel good that I will have a recommendation to the board by the 20th. Tonight, no, I don't think so. Not tonight. We had interview committee. Well, as you said, last week we had five candidates come in and we went through had a process where each of them took a tour. They met with different interview committees. We had a meet and greet after school where community members, staff, students, parents could meet with them. And we've got input from the interview committees, input from people. You know, I should take a minute to explain the comments people made at the meet and greet. It's similar to we had the online survey asking about what we were looking for in the next principal. And we had hundreds of people give us responses about what we should look for, what we should seek in the next principal of the high school. We use that information to help write questions, to help clarify who might be the best candidate for us. So we really appreciated that input from people, that we did pay attention to it. Similarly, last week, that when the questions we asked in the interview committees were at least in part written to tap some of those areas, and I've got feedback from the people on the interviews. We got the comments from individuals that attended the meet and greet that helps us in making a decision. And then what I've got, I met with student council the day before yesterday. Later today, I will be meeting with the department chairs from the high school and the interview committee I served on and getting their input. And then from there, I'll be making a decision and then taking it to the board for the next board meeting. So we're moving forward with it. We're real happy. I was happy with the candidates we had. They brought different strengths to the table, and now it's a case of as it has been all along, when we look at the attributes, when we look at the questions, when we look back at those candidates, who's the best fit for leading MHS in the future? So it is a big decision. We really appreciate all the people that have been involved in it, and I look forward to making the decision and moving forward with this individual. And, of course, celebrate. You know, we've loved Mr. Hoyt, and we just keep giving him a hard time about leaving us. But I'm happy for him to reach this point in his life.
All right. Let's see. We'll get back to the tonight's agenda here. The calendar adoption will be taking place tonight. That's always interesting because people really want to know what's going to happen next school year.
Absolutely. Families want to plan their summer vacations. They want to make decisions about what travel they might be doing in the month of August or next spring break. They want to plan ahead. So that's definitely a question that we see a lot of, and we hear from a lot of folks wondering about that. So it's exciting when we're able to say, here we go. We'll do the first reading of that calendar tonight. And then it would come to us for final approval at the March 20th meeting.
It really is a big process, too. Oh, sorry, Carla, sure. I kind of jumped in. It is a big process that there's a committee that looks at it and looks at. We've got a negotiated agreement with the Teachers Association that's taken into consideration, also looking at Kansas State's schedule, needing to get a certain number of hours into the calendar. And something in the calendar proposal this time, it is scheduled right now to start August 14th, which is pretty close to when school normally starts, and then for the school year to end May 21st. But we'll have a little bit of discussion about the possibility that start date seems solid. The end date, May 21st, maybe some conversation about with construction needs down the road for just people to understand. May 21st could be something we'd come back to the board with later and say, in order to accommodate construction schedules, we would want to do something differently with that end date. So I'm not trying to scare anybody, just wanted to have a qualifier there that it, if we have an opportunity to pick up some days that might really benefit us for down the road, then we've got to look at that when we can.
Right. Just looking at you know, construction can happen much more easily when there are not students in the building. It is safer. It is less disruptive. So looking at the way to balance those two needs, making sure that our kids are in school when they need to be in school, but also making some appropriate plans for what that construction looks like and just finding the right balance for that.
I should add, too, the idea would not be to make our school year shorter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be to adjust some days here and there, like a professional learning day, something along those lines that we might need to do. But it would not be to make fewer days in our school year.
Sure. Well, is there any other drastic changes from this year to next year that you foresee here in the calendar? Or is pretty much set in stone here?
I didn't see anything that was drastically different from this year to next year.
Very well. Well, we can take a look at some other items here on the agenda tonight. Old business capital outlay resolution coming up here tonight. What is that more with the bond here?
It's a local levy that school districts have a right to go to the voter. Well, it to take on behalf from the voters for supporting things like acquisition of property, construction, remodeling, furnishings and equipment. This is a place where we get money that we use to buy school buses, things like that. That it's a rather routine process of the board voting on us having up to 8 mills for capital outlay, which this year those 8 mills created about $6 million to our budget. So it's pretty routine, but we will have it as an A2, which means that the board would be voting on that tonight.
Okay.
So it's one of the taxing revenues that we have for operation of the school district, and probably about 99% of the money in that levy does come from local taxpayers.
All right. Let's see. Anything else, Carla, you wanted to highlight before we wrap up here?
I think everybody's excited for spring break. We're excited to see the sun shining today. Definitely want to remind folks, I have a sick kid at home today, and she's excited for the start to spring break. But I guess maybe just a final reminder for parents that when your kids are sick, keep them home. As hard as it is, when they hit those conditions, when they have the fever or any of the other stuff, we really do want to keep them home. We don't want to spread those germs. We've made it through the worst, hopefully the worst part of the year, you know, coming into that spring break, and kids can get refreshed and spring cleanings can happen and those germs can get aired out. But up until that time, we really just want to keep our kids as healthy as we can and get them off to a good start to the end of the school year. I can't believe that we're already at spring break.
Yes.
When we get back from school, back from the break, it's just going to be that final stretch, and graduation is going to be here before you know it.
Yeah. And we'll be presenting to the board here in the near future about what we want to do as far as making up some of the time. We did add some school closure time this year, as people are aware of, and we need to figure out how we're going to make up that time. So we'll be making a presentation to the board probably on the 20th.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you guys for being here, Dr. Wade and Carla Hagemeister. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
We'll be back here with more In Focus coming up next on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.